The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
See, when you're young and somebody show up at your house unexpected, man, what's up? Oh, man, what are you doing? When you're 50 years old and the doorbell ring at 6 o'clock, bing, bong, who the hell? It's 6:30. Who the hell comes to somebody's house at 6:30? What? Well, we're in the neighborhood. We'll drive around, look at it. We're about to go to sleep.
On the wake up call, you wanted short clips, you got short clips.
I love it. Thank you.
I don't know why we have these clips at all, to be honest.
Tradition at this point. How should we start the show?
I feel like it could just be the music and then just us.
Oh, yeah.
Never ever. No. We need some sort of grandiose thing.
We've talked about a prayer.
No.
Mm-mm, too long.
We've talked about, what about a poem?
No.
Haiku?
No!
Okay. How about each day we take turns alternating and telling a joke instead of an opener?
We need some sort of consistency.
Right.
That's the opposite of consistency.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, what a way to start, guys.
Well, okay, here's how the day's really started. You can't see it. Kevin's already drooling over his Girl Scout cookie order.
How many boxes did you get?
Too many.
It's a lot.
Okay, her spiel was good.
When you said too many, for a split second, I was hopeful and thought it was two.
Oh.
No.
Do you know how many flavors they have?
No.
Yes.
Let me count.
No,
it's at least five flavors. Two. I don't know how much of each box he got.
Two of each.
Two of each?
10 boxes coming my way.
You got 10 boxes of cookies.
The little Girl Scout cookie was so nice. The Girl Scout, she was all like, will you help me? I'm trying to get a trip.
Where was this?
It was my friend's kid.
Oh, okay.
Did the kid make the sale? Or
yeah,
did
the kid made the sale. The kid came up to me and was like, hi, my name is,
right.
I'm from Troop, and this is what we're doing. I was like, $450 is a huge goal. She's trying to sell 450 boxes.
Wow.
Well, let me try to help you by buying 10 boxes of cookies. What are you going to do with 10 boxes of cookies?
Eat them.
Kevin?
Some of them are better frozen.
How can you say that your fitness?
This is my cheat day.
10 boxes of cookies. Oh, this is a one day thing.
One cheat day, I'll eat a box.
A whole box.
Do you guys not eat a box in a sitting?
No.
There's only like 10 cookies in there, guys.
I'm not concerned with how many cookies. I'm concerned with how many calories and saturated fat.
See, you don't look at sugar. Those. Don't look at those.
Don't look at them.
It'll make you feel bad.
That's a cheat day.
Right. Uh-huh. It does seem like all your days are cheat days.
Well, do you guys want some or not?
No.
Wow.
I bought 2 boxes and I'm good.
That's it?
Yeah, 2 boxes.
You're going to want more.
No, I'm not going to want more. What? I don't have a sweet tooth, A, and B, like, I've had Girl Scout cookies. They're not the greatest cookies I've ever eaten in my life.
Whoa. A Thin Mint is, there's something about it.
I don't
try
know.
Try some of them frozen, it'll change your mind.
You say that like we haven't been freezing Thin Mints our entire lives.
Well, I just recently discovered it, and you crumble it on your ice cream. Oh, goodness.
Oh, you're adding ice cream to that.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, ice cream sundae, and then you put like the
whole sundae
on it. Oh, we should have a sundae night.
Okay. You know, I thought things were improving because you stopped eating freeze-dried candy in the morning. I haven't seen you eat a bucket of cotton candy in a while.
Not in a bit.
You tend to, if you're going to eat, you'll have like soup, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So really, though, you're just doing this behind our back.
Oh, I'm not dumb enough to bring it in here.
No, of course not.
I eat it on the way home.
I believe that.
That's an on the way. So, okay. Not only is a whole box of Girl Scout cookies a one day thing, mm-hmm. but it's also a on the drive home snack.
It's a 40 minute drive.
What kind of cookies do you eat? Do you pound a whole box of?
I really like peanut butter patties.
Okay.
But they make your mouth really dry because of the peanut butter.
Yeah, it's the peanut butter that's making your mouth dry.
I'm really into Adventurefuls lately.
Okay.
Okay.
They gotten bigger. Well, that's what the picture looks like, but...
Okay.
Yeah. Samoas, Caramel Delights.
Caramel Delights are still the best.
They're good, but they give me an itchy throat because I'm allergic to coconut, but I still eat it.
Yeah. All right.
It's like that fun thing where you hurt yourself to eat something good.
It's like me with my carbonated drink.
Yeah.
How many cookies? Oh, 7. Okay, so there's 7.
7 per pack. Are you getting the nutritional facts?
I am, actually.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, I'm going to say it anyway because I feel like you should hear it.
If it's above 2,000.
If you're going to eat, it's actually not as bad as I thought. That's the good news. If you're going to eat an entire box of Adventurefuls on the way home, that is 840 calories.
Oh, see. I was thinking I ate 2,000.
That doesn't seem that bad to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that doesn't
Not seem when bad. You consider that he'll make a stop at Popeyes and easily consume 2,500 to 3,000 calories.
I don't think it's that much, but...
Do you want me to pull up the audio of when we talked about it on this show and he told us what he ate and we had to go through how much sodium and saturated fat were in what he ate?
Right.
One sandwich alone had 800 and some calories. And then he hit us with, and then I get the fries, uh-huh. and then I get something else.
And I get gravy on the fries.
And when it was all said and done, there was a comma involved in That's how true. Many calories he was consuming.
That's just Louisiana flavor.
That's true. Yeah. I forgot about that.
So calories don't count.
No.
So if you're, okay, so feel free to take a page from Kevin's fitness playbook. And if you want to have an entire box of Adventurefuls on your drive home, it's not that bad.
Well, okay, let's put "not that bad" in quotes.
I feel happy when I eat it.
Well, yeah, good. You know good. What? People with food addiction generally do.
Oh, my God.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
What are the rules that you have for other people riding in your car? 916-909-1065. Let us know what they are. And we're getting into this because of an Uber driver that went viral for all the wrong reasons. A passenger got in his car, took a picture of the many, many rules that this Uber driver had posted and laminated hanging in the back of his car. First of all, it starts, "Greetings. I welcome you as my passenger. Here are car etiquette rules required to ensure a smooth ride for both of us.
Okay.
First one, pets are always welcome. They must remain either in your lap or on the floor at all times to avoid pet hair for the next passenger. Keep children safely seated at all times. No kicking my seat. Put earbuds in if you're taking a call. I do not want to hear speakerphone conversations. This goes for social media scrolling as well. I will not turn my radio off or down. Thank you very much as a radio personality. Two, inaudibly for your personal or business calls. I do not want to hear your corporate meetings or personal business dealings either. No exceptions. Do not ask me to.
Wow.
Do not eat or drink in my car. Water is fine. If you do, and a mess or smell is left, it will be reported to Uber and Lyft, and they will charge a cleaning fee starting at $50, no matter how small. There are so many more rules. I guess we'll go back to them. I want to talk to Ryan. He's been on hold for so long, though. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. What is a rule that you have for passengers riding in your car?
You know, I have a two-parter, actually.
Okay.
It doesn't apply anymore because I'm no longer a rideshare driver, but I keep my car a little bit messy, and I don't like people nagging me about it.
Oh, Kevin can relate to that one.
Well, so can Katie. I get you on that one. Like, you know what? It's my car. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Ryan, you were a rideshare driver at one point?
Yeah, I was. And my other rule is that you respect my personal boundaries. Back in 2017, I was actually molested by one of my it was a terrible experience, and I, you know, kind of kept it inside. It's a huge emotional thing for me now, but you know, I told him that I was married and had a wife and implied that I wasn't interested in him, but he kept on going. And
when you say going, like, was he in the back seat?
Yeah, he was in the back seat.
And he was, like, touching you?
He was putting his hands on me, and it was really uncomfortable. I told him to stop, and he didn't. I mean, it didn't go really any further than that, but,
this should be a boundary for all of life, though, not just right. When someone's in your car, but I understand.
Looking back on it, when I reflect on it, I don't know if a hot girl was in the back of my car doing that to me that I would react in the same way, which is why I didn't report him. But I shouldn't have. You know, it's about personal space, boundaries, you know.
Yes.
So you didn't report, you did not report him. Do you feel regret about that?
I do feel regret because I dropped him off at the location. His friend was even in there, too, telling him to stop.
And oh, really? Was he drunk?
I dropped him off, and, you know, I just spent the rest of the night crying about it and, you know, thinking about it, you know.
Ryan, your story, thank you first of all for you know, being brave enough to talk about your story.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're still very triggered by it and stuff. Are you okay? Like, are you getting help and stuff?
No, I'm not getting any help, you know, just kind of let it go and play back in my memory. And
okay,
you know,
well, that's called PTSD, my friend.
Wow.
Do you want help? Do you want us to try to, like, hook you up? Maybe we can talk to BetterHelp and get you some therapy.
You know, I've looked into that, and it's not that I'm not wanting to go through that. It's mainly a financial decision, but we would
take care of it.
I know you're plugging them right now, and that's fine. But
what we're saying is we would like to gift that to you if
right.
we can.
Oh no, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. All right.
Thank
you
guys very much.
You change your mind about that, let us know. It sure makes the next rule in this Uber driver's list of cover your nose and mouth if you're coughing seem not that important anymore. But Ryan, thank you so much though for
call anytime,
buddy. All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one, you guys.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Her and Kevin are getting along great this morning. Not a single fight behind the scenes as we play Are You Smarter Than Katie?
I'm fine.
I don't know who she is.
Wow. Kevin is asking me questions about his dating life, and I'm giving him answers, and he's not enjoying my answers.
I don't know why you ask questions, Kevin, if you don't want to hear the answers.
Well, I didn't know she was going to attack me.
No. I wish we had time to go into it, but we simply don't. Because we have to talk to Anna this morning. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
All right. Unfortunately for you, the jackpot got reset yesterday, so yeah. It's $20. But listen, it's just a matter of fun and pride. That's it. Katie's leaving the studio. I have five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
We are ready.
Who's we?
Oh.
Me and my daughter, Carly.
Yes, Carly.
How old is Carly?
14.
What?
14.
14. Yes, Carly. Okay. All right, here we go. Question one. Oscar nominations just came out, and the Netflix film Emilia Perez, starring Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez, has the most, 13 nominations total. It is a great film. It is on Netflix. I don't know why nobody's watching it. Anyway, The Brutalist, Conclave, and Wicked also did very well. But what is the title of the horror movie starring Demi Moore nominated for Best Picture?
Pass.
3 seconds. Three.
Not sure.
Not sure. Okay. Question two. Speaking of Netflix, Netflix is raising the prices of their subscriptions. Kevin's thrilled about this.
I hate it.
It's only a dollar or two, with the top tier now costing $18 a month. I still say it's a pretty good deal, but this is coming on the heels of record high subscription numbers after they cracked down on password sharing. True or false, Netflix does still offer their DVD Blu-ray rental subscription.
True.
Question three. New wildfires broke out in LA overnight with 0% containment. The Hughes fires are 45 miles northwest of LA, and tens of thousands of people have evacuated. President Trump will visit on Monday as he threatens to give us no federal relief aid. How many acres have burned in LA so far? 20,000, 30,000, or 40,000?
40,000.
Question four. Ed Sheeran had to swat away rumors and false stories that spread on social media that he spent New Year's Eve with Harry Potter creator J.K. Rowling at her party. Sheeran said this story is totally false and he spent the night with his family and friends. What's the name of the third Harry Potter book?
Oh my gosh. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Alrighty. Question five. Post Malone is getting his own Oreo cookie flavor. It will be a swirl cream for the first time ever, Kevin. A swirl cream.
Yum.
Of salted caramel and shortbread with either golden or chocolate cookie. If each pack costs $4.50 and you bought five of them, what's your total?
$22.50.
Kevin, please go get Katie. And Carly, tell us one thing about your mom. Something great.
She's good at coaching cheer.
Yes. She's good at coaching cheer. Yes, Carly. Yes.
What's going on?
We got a cheer coach.
We're playing with Anna and Carly.
Okay.
And I said, what's one good thing about your mom? And she said she's good at coaching cheer.
That's sweet, I love that. Carly.
So, Carly, are you a cheerleader?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
I go to John Adams Academy.
There's a cheer... Uh-huh. What?
No, I'll cheer at Ponderosa next year.
I see.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, better watch out, Ponderosa.
What is the mascot of Pondo?
Pondo.
Fighting what?
Fighting Fortnite.
Fighting Fortnite?
Yeah.
Like the video game?
Yes.
Or
the video game.
Not the time of the time frame.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's fun.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. Oscar nominations just dropped. The Netflix movie Amelia Perez, starring Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez, and also a transgender woman, first ever transgender woman nominated for Best Actress, named Carla Sofia Garzon. I think I'm pronouncing her last name right. That is 13 nominations.
Wow.
The Brutalist, Conclave, and Wicked also did very well. But what is the title of the horror movie starring Demi Moore that's nominated for Best Picture?
Oh, God. I know what it's about. Like, face swap.
No. I actually watched that one.
It is not really face good. Swap. It is The Substance.
Oh, and that's where she's like gets old and young and old and young, right?
I didn't know you saw that movie.
Yeah, it's really good.
Isn't it so good?
Her acting is fire.
Demi Moore is amazing in that movie. But man, the end of that movie, some people hate the ending of it, but I love how crazy and off the rails it
when
gets.
When she started taking over her time, I was like,
I know. It's great. It's a great movie. Question two. Netflix raising their subscription prices, Katie. Again, only a dollar or two, with the top tier costing $18 a month. And this is when they have record high subscription rates now. So, true or false, Netflix still offers their DVD Blu-ray rental subscription service.
False, but that's been very recent.
Yeah, 2023 is when they ended that.
Yeah.
Question three, new wildfires broke out in L.A. Overnight. The Hughes fires are 45 miles northwest of L.A., tens of thousands evacuated, and you have a relative that...
My cousin and her family were evacuated yesterday.
Yeah. And again, President Trump will visit California on Monday, and this is as he is threatening to give us no federal relief aid. How many acres have burned in L.A. so far? 20,000, 30,000, or 40,000?
I believe it is 40,000.
It is 40,000 acres. Question four, Ed Sheeran had to swat away false stories that he spent New Year's Eve with Harry Potter creator J.K. Rowling at her party.
What a random rumor.
I know. He said that this is totally false, that he spent the night with his family and friends. Where were you the night of New Year's Eve? Not with her. What is the name of the third Harry Potter book?
Prisoner of Azkaban.
The Prisoner of Azkaban. Not my favorite book, but my favorite movie, I think.
Okay.
Question five. Post Malone is getting his own Oreo cookie flavor.
What?
But don't worry. It actually sounds good.
If you don't tell me that the flavor is cigarettes and Mountain Dew, I'm out.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not.
Then it's a lie.
The first time ever that it will feature a swirl cream in the middle of salted caramel and shortbread. And on the outside, it's either going to be a golden or chocolate cookie.
Okay.
If each pack costs $4.50,
okay,
and you bought five of them,
yep,
what's your total?
$22.50.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Face off. Face swap.
It's called The Substance. Please see it. It's excellent. All right. Anna and Carly. Carly, give us a cheer. That's the cheer. Anna does not sound like a good coach.
Okay. Wow. Gavin.
Yeah.
I'll make one up right now.
You put her on the spot.
Where the Fortnite's Pondo Fortnites, go Fortnites.
Okay, that was actually pretty good.
Thank you.
I thought that was terrible.
We'll put that in next season.
Okay,
put it in next season. Great.
For the win, here's my new skin.
I get it.
It's a video game reference. Final score. Ladies, you got two, but Katie got four.
Woo!
Katie wins. She's back. She is back.
All right.
We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Tell us what we want to hear.
Carly is not smarter than Katie.
Wow. 106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Kevin, you've got big plans tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Kevin is about to embark on something. He's joining a caucus.
I'm hosting. I'm emceeing.
Emceeing
an Asian Pacific Islander caucus, like awards recognition type of
Where vibe. Is this?
It's at Jade.
Okay. Appropriate.
Yes.
Okay. And what is it?
Right. Do you know what it is?
It is a nonprofit organization where we're celebrating the Lunar New Year as a banquet. Okay.
Okay.
And this is like mostly like state workers and like big wigs are going to be there, like department heads and like people that make big decisions in like the
department. Okay. Heads of what departments and what big decisions?
Department of Human Assistance. Department
Are you reading
of
this?
Health Services and Department of Child, Family, and Adult Services.
And this is for Asian people?
Asian only.
So I couldn't go.
No, you can't go. That's why they asked me to represent.
Okay.
To represent
Asian.
Who?
The Asians.
Asians. Okay.
Yes.
Not us as a show.
Well, us, yes.
So yes.
So yes?
Yes. Wow.
What is this? Who's on first? What's happening?
I am horrified.
Why?
Because you are underqualified to do this ass.
They said I'm overqualified.
In what way?
In educating people about Lunar New Year.
Okay.
And about emceeing. Because okay. I talk for a living. Maybe, ever heard of him?
Maybe the emceeing part. But what is funny is that they chose a person that really struggles with the English language, despite it being your first language, to host something that seems pretty important.
Well, is this in English?
Yes, it's in English. And guess what? Their last names, I can pronounce them all because they're all Asian.
Okay. All right. Well, nobody asked you that part.
Right.
Yeah.
She said I can't pronounce the human language.
Okay. Not the human language.
Wow.
The English language.
Right.
And I think you just made our point.
Right.
So, okay. So, just a minute ago, you didn't know who you were talking to.
Yes, I did. APEC. Asian Pacific Islander Caucus.
He meant caucus. Specific people.
Yes.
And they're having a
banquet.
Do you
guys know what a caucus is?
Do you?
It's a government thing.
Okay, so no.
It's bigger than an association, okay. I know that.
What are you going to wear? Because right now you're wearing ripped jeans, dirty shoes, and an old Mickey Mouse shirt.
I would describe it as limited edition spirit jersey,
okay.
Embroidered pants, and fashionable
dirty shoes.
But I'm going to wear my traditional Vietnamese áo dài.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. What is that?
It's a traditional outfit that Vietnamese people wear during the Lunar New Year. Each culture has their own, and everyone's coming dressed as that.
Wow.
So it's going to be a representation of all different Asians from around the world.
What is that? Okay,
cool.
Okay. So what does it look like?
Me?
Yeah.
Mine?
Yes.
I'm so excited to describe. It's red, of course.
Of course, my favorite
color. And
well,
it also brings prosperity and luck.
And Lunar New Year.
And then I have it embossed with gold.
Ooh.
And wait for it, bitch. On the left, it's a giant dragon design.
Okay.
Now, Kevin did tell me off the air that they had to tell him that, like, this is a professional engagement,
mm-hmm.
and he has to, like,
not say bitch?
Tone it down on the bitches.
Yeah.
Tone it down or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, if you're just joining us, Kevin is emceeing an Asian caucus for state workers and state leaders. That is exciting. I am nervous, though, that I get why they chose you.
Should I tell you who in the past emceed for them?
Yes, tell him.
Sure.
Frances Wang, ever heard of her? World famous ABC reporter, now gone to, where's she at now? Florida?
I don't know.
Miami.
I don't know if she's world famous, but
yes.
Okay.
All right.
And then before her, Tia Makua, ever heard of
now,
her?
She's a legend.
I know Tia.
I will give you that.
Yeah. Good
day,
Tia.
That.
Tina?
Yes.
Is that it?
It's Tina. What other Asians are there in Sacramento?
Lots.
No.
Oh, no.
Not qualified like us three.
What do you mean qualified?
To bring the energy, the culture, and something else. I didn't think about that.
What about like Taro from Makuni? He'd be a good host. He's energetic.
Oh,
he's fun. He knows a lot about his culture.
He's entertaining.
Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Well, that's
true. That was the third one. And not busy.
Yeah.
So plenty of free time.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
in mind of a serial killer. We don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Happy Pizza Week. Happy National Pizza Week. All right.
Everything's a freaking week.
Oh, wow.
You know how some people have very strong opinions about Hawaiian pizza or pineapple on pizza?
Yes.
Well, there's a restaurant, a pizza restaurant, that will still allow you to add pineapple, but if you add pineapple to their pizza, they will charge you over $100 for it.
Why?
That's what I want to say.
That's so funny. Yeah.
It is funny, but at the same time, though, don't cast your judgment on my food.
Right.
You're a restaurant. If I want to add pineapple to pizza, I am going to do it.
Okay, how about this? You own a steakhouse.
Okay.
Okay. And you choose all your cuts of beef yourself. You take great pride in it.
Okay.
And then somebody comes and puts ketchup on it.
Or ooh, A1, even worse.
A1 is the worst.
Ugh. I love A1.
Don't put A1 on a steak.
If you use A1, just know you're trash.
Yeah, that's okay? Offensive.
A1 was invented to cover up bad steak.
Yeah.
But do I allow it? I allow it. It's your food, your money. If you want to be a trash person, you can be a trash person.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this right now. I'm Italian. We invented pizza, and you can put pineapple on pizza.
The Italians do not agree with that.
The Italians don't want you to put anything on pizza. When you go to Italy and you order pizza, it comes with one thing and one thing only. You know what it is? Basil. That's all that it comes with.
There's no cheese on it?
Well, there's cheese, but I mean, that's a pizza. That's like saying,
oh, okay.
You know, of course, it's got to have sauce, dough, and cheese.
Okay.
The only thing they put on it, really, for the most part, is either basil or, and then I saw this too, octopus.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
That sounds amazing.
That's like pizza, traditional pizza when you go to Italy. But Americans, we do what we do. We change it up. And if I want to add pineapple, guess what? I'm going to do it. And pineapple is a good pizza topping.
No, it's not.
It is. Okay, as an Italian, I'm saying it.
Stop saying I'm an Italian. People that are not Italian have the capacity and capability of liking pizza too. Okay.
Okay.
Do we draw the line?
Where?
On to what you can put on a pizza. If I want to put shrimp on a pizza, can I?
Do it.
There's seafood pizza.
There's seafood pizza.
Yeah. Okay, why don't I just put chewed up gum on a pizza?
No.
How about that? Is everything fine?
No. I mean,
everything's fine.
That's trash.
I'll do that, and then I'll do funfetti like you'd put on a cake, and I'll call it a pizza, do some dough, do some cheese, and then everybody's just fine with that.
I mean, it's still better than A1.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your food. It's yours. Do what you want.
You don't judge people.
Call me the libertarian of pizza toppings,
no,
okay?
I am.
To each their own.
I love that it's like, okay, you want this, you garbage raccoon, then fine, it's going to cost you. We'll do it, but it'll cost you.
I'm going to justify it, okay, Kevin? Look at me. Okay. I'm done talking to her, okay? Here's the thing. Pineapple is sweet, and it complements the saltiness of the cheese.
Yes.
No, it makes the pizza soggy.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Then they're not making your
God,
pizza
and then
right.
The texture.
A burst of sweetness to complement the salty?
Hold on. I just figured out what this is. She doesn't like any fruit.
Oh.
I will eat a pineapple.
She
will eat a piece of pineapple.
She treats fruit like she treats her body.
Oh boy.
Which is how
I hate it.
Yes. I agree.
That's what this comes down to. Mm-hmm. You're just a fruit hater.
You're a fruit hater.
I will eat a piece of pineapple. I like pineapple. I don't want it on pizza. It ruins the pizza. And guess what? The fact that there's this much debate in this world over it tells me I must be onto something.
There's this much debate over races, too. Does that make that debate okay?
Well, it depends on what side you're on.
I guess that's true. Text in.
And you know what?
Eating
pineapple on pizza feels very racist.
How? So?
Right?
Find an Italian and ask him.
Wow. Wow. 916-909-1065. Text in your thoughts.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin is recently trying to make his way through a lot of classic Disney movies that somehow, in all his years, he missed watching. What are, like, some of the movies that you're trying to catch up on now?
Like Pinocchio, Cinderella.
The Pocahontas. Golden Age, yes. I believe they're called, mm-hmm. in amongst Disney lore. Okay. So all the oldies.
Yeah.
And you've discovered a disturbing trend.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
They're all, like, really dark. Like, for instance, Pinocchio.
No.
These kids are kidnapped. Oh, spoiler alert. Kidnapped, turned into donkeys.
Yeah.
And enslaved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that whole Pleasure Island sequence is real dark.
They have to go to Bad Boy Island. And,
yeah.
That scene where they're turning into donkeys and, I forget what his friend's name is, Wickwack or something like that.
I don't know.
But like he's like crying out for his mama,
yeah.
like while he's being turned into a donkey and thrown into a cage. I remember being a kid and being like,
I mean, Kevin, all of them are pretty damn dark.
I didn't know it was like that dark.
I think things stop getting quite so dark around Little Mermaid time.
Was that before or after Pocahontas? Because Pocahontas
That was before. Pocahontas is a little dark, too.
But yeah. That's like supposed to be based off a true story.
Hunchback of Notre Dame is pretty dark.
That one is depressing.
How about Snow White?
Oh, Snow White's probably the darkest.
Yeah, she just meets seven little men.
No. Is an evil queen.
Oh, her aunt.
Her stepmother.
Her stepmother
hates her because she's
her
beautiful.
So much. And she wants somebody to cut her heart out of her body.
The huntsman, yeah.
So she leaves and goes and finds seven strange men and decides to live with them and basically be their maid.
See?
Cut out her heart and show it to her. I mean, go back to the Hunchback of Notre Dame for a second. The Frollo, the bad guy's song in that, is all about how he's wrestling with his faith with God because he's lusting after a gypsy.
Oh, my God.
There's, like, so much dark in Disney movies. What?
I like the Disney now. I don't like watching the older Disneys.
Listen, you can blame woke as much as you want, but I mean, it does feel like we've kind of taken the edge off of Disney stuff.
Are we saying that's a bad thing? That feels
right.
Fine.
It feels fine
that
to me.
That actually feels like a good thing.
I miss the days where we killed off the main character's mom in the first 30 seconds of a movie.
Oh, yes. Oh my God.
Tarzan.
And then don't get me started on Dumbo.
Where they lock Dumbo's mother
in a
prison thing, and it says Mad Elephant on it, implying she's about to be put to death.
Yeah.
She's rocking her baby through the bar. Baby.
Don't. I can't take it.
I can't do the song.
How about Bambi?
Bambi's sad as well.
Yeah.
Bambi's mom gets killed from the jump.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's so bad. It's
I don't even think about Bambi.
There's so many, like, just dark Disney movies. What are some of the other ones?
What about Peter Pan?
Oh, my God. Kevin's crying.
I can't continue.
Oh, I mean, Peter Pan. First of all, these
he kidnaps the children.
Well,
he doesn't kidnap them.
He doesn't kidnap them, but he does,
convince
as an
them.
Older boy,
yeah.
lure them out of their home in the middle of the night while their parents aren't there.
There's some grooming going on in
Absolutely.
Peter Pan, for sure. Why don't you come with me?
Takes them to Neverland. That is just, the Lost Boys are orphaned children, some of which, like their strollers, just rolled away from their mothers, and their mothers never saw them again.
That's one of the lines. That's one of the lines from the movie. As a baby, Peter Pan took kids as a baby. That baby couldn't consent.
Right.
And let's also not forget, and it's played off like a big laugh, but why is he Captain Hook? Because Peter Pan cut his hand off.
Did he really?
Yes.
Fed it to an animal.
To an alligator. That's
crocodile.
Why the alligator.
Crocodile.
Oh, crocodile. That's why the crocodile follows
TikTok?
Him.
TikTok?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, that's why he follows him, because he tasted so good, he wants the rest of him.
Imagine that was like in a real movie.
Okay, and on top of that, Tinkerbell, who is granted, she's a very small, she's a fairy, but she's an adult.
Right.
And who does she lust after?
Mm-hmm. Peter Pan.
Who is a
boy.
Teenage boy.
Yeah.
Guy.
Like right. Timothy Chalamet.
Right. Is that what you want?
No.
So listen, Kevin, I mean, I think you should continue on your journey of I'm making okay. it through. No, I think you should keep going it. Because wait till you get to Sleeping Beauty and find out that Maleficent just essentially tries to murder a teenager just because she wasn't invited to a baby shower.
It's kind of true.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But listen, no, but they're all good movies, though.
No, they're classics. Yeah, they're great.
They're classics. Yeah.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. He is a safari internet explorer surfing the waves almost on an Olympic level to try to find interesting facts to make us more interesting in his segment called Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know you have a 50% chance of sharing a birthday with a friend?
Kevin!
That's awesome!
Wait. How is that possible?
Well,
don't worry about it.
No. I need that explained to me.
It's like soul besties. You know how you have a soulmate in life, okay?
Yes.
You try to search for that love that completes your heart. This is like a soul bestie, like your besties born at birth.
I understand
but you guys
that.
To find each other in the world.
But there are 365 days in a year.
Right. And you have a 50% chance of having the same birthday as somebody you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody you know.
You're just mad you didn't find your life.
No, I'm mad because this fact doesn't make sense.
It makes sense to me.
It makes sense to me.
Because we are living proof.
Yeah, see, hi.
Yeah, hi. Same birthday, March 28th. Mark your date.
I'm surprised you're happy with this because whenever your birthday rolls around, guess who nobody cares about?
Lady Gaga.
You.
I feel so bad about
no,
her.
No, not oh, Lady me. Gaga. It's 80% focus of Katie's birthday.
There is one
By the
reason
way,
that's
happy,
fine.
Happy birthday,
no,
Kevin.
No. There is only one reason that that's the case, and it's because you've turned my birthday into some sort of look at Gavin.
I don't know.
Does nobody celebrate his birthday, or does he get an entire week and that pisses you off?
He gets 15 to 20% of the day while we're here at work.
But why is that?
I don't know.
How about outside the studio? Is it true outside the studio?
No, I get bathed in presents.
Okay, well then there you
and
go.
Say hey.
Well, yeah. I'll remember this year. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know dogs tilt their heads when you speak to them to better pinpoint familiar words?
Is that why they do it?
My dog doesn't.
Your
I don't
dogs
know
don't
why.
Listen to
I
you.
I think they're defected.
For those people that don't know, Kevin's mother moved out and mm-hmm. took his dogs.
Yeah.
Like, didn't ask, just took them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go visit your own dogs.
I don't have to.
Right.
I want no, to.
He does it because he loves one.
Yeah, because I'm a parent.
Of
one of them.
Right.
Yeah. The
You're
other
a
one.
Deadbeat dad.
All right. And what was the fact? Oh, dogs tilting their head. Okay. Right. All right. Give us one more fact on Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know fish form orderly queues in emergencies?
Fish form orderly queues.
What do you think are some of the top fish emergencies?
When there's a shark attack.
Okay. Now, there are bodies of water that don't have sharks.
Pollution.
Okay. Yes. Yes. I'm sure.
And mariners.
What are mariners?
They go underwater with the tank.
You mean scuba divers?
Scuba divers?
That okay, one, scuba so you're divers.
And that's an emergency?
You're mixing up
For
submarines.
Fish? Yes.
Submarines and scuba divers.
Yes.
And you call them mariners.
They both do the same thing, no?
Yes.
Right.
And that they submerge themselves.
Yes.
A scuba diver is a fish emergency.
Yes, because the fish could get captured or spearfished. You ever heard of spearfishing?
Yeah.
They grab a spear and they throw it at you.
Right.
A fish wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the only way they'll know is if their buddies get in a line.
If their buddies huddle around.
Okay.
There are...
Seems easier to spear a bunch of fish at once if they're all together.
Just scatter.
right.
It does seem like that.
Run away!
Approach.
Right!
Yeah. Can't catch us all.
Interesting.
Maybe this is one of the reasons why fish are just dumb.
Yeah, not octopus, though.
Why can't we eat octopus?
Octopus are smarter than... They're second smartest than dolphins.
Are octopus
Well, I think they are very smart.
They're very smart.
They well, can, this is going to really
like
ruin
things like
for me.
Like, they're like the poodles of the ocean.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's what, that's why they almost call them octopoodles.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You knew?
They're so smart, and I love to eat them. An octopus could open a jar.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're smart.
That's why they say you can't have a pet octopus, because they will find a way out of that tank.
That's what
out.
It's saying, mm. that it'll escape an aquarium. Yep.
And they like to camouflage.
And they have three hearts, which means they love so hard.
Oh, no! My God, they're so cute.
This is terrible news for me.
Can I, real quick, when I went to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, I saw a woman staring at an octopus in a tank. And some little kid, he went up to the tank and he hit the tank, okay? Oh. Which you don't do, okay? Right. This woman, who didn't know this kid, shooed the kid away and said, no, no, and then put her hand back on the tank and went, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Maybe she knew something we didn't about octopuses. Octopi.
Octopi.
Maybe it's just a matter of time before they become our president.
Not if I keep eating them.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
The Oscar nominations came out and
nobody cares.
So, that's not true. People care. You don't care. But something happened during the Oscar nominations that just bothers me. And it's not the first time it's ever happened. It's happened many times and I don't get it. And it pisses me off. Okay. Why is a film nominated for Best Foreign Film and also Best Picture? I feel like if you're going to do that, then it negates Best Foreign Film. What's the point of having that even as a category?
But can you be Best Comedy and Best Picture?
Usually when that happens, they divide it up. So, like, there's...
So, can you or can you not?
Well, you're talking about, like, the Golden Globes, right? Because they're the only award show.
I thought we were talking about the Oscars.
Well, but you brought up Best Comedy.
That, oh, is that not a thing?
That's not an Oscar category.
Okay, well, let's say it was.
Okay. Well, okay. If it is, like, at the Golden Globes, there's Best Comedy Musical, but then the other side is Best Drama. So, in that situation, okay. Yes, of course you can. But what is the point? What's the point of having Best Foreign Film if it also can get nominated for Best Picture?
Is it a foreign film that plays in America?
Yes!
Well, then I think that that is... I think that that is two different categories, and you can be the best in both of those categories.
I agree with Katie.
How dare you?
Why?
You're only saying that. We all know why.
Yeah,
we know why. You loved the movie Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, yes. I thought
that's why. Are they nominated?
No, that, like that movie came out years ago.
Well, okay. You
love the movie that movie. Is in question is Emilia Perez, which is available on Netflix, mm-hmm. okay? And I'm not 100% sure why it's nominated for Best Foreign Film. Is it because it's in a different language?
I don't know. I never saw it. Is it in a different language?
Half of it is.
Some
it
of it.
Is?
Yes. Selena Gomez speaks Spanish in it. Very, like, I didn't know she was
How
bilingual.
How much of it is it in another language?
Like half. Half the movie's in
then
Spanish.
Then that's a foreign film. That...
Zoe Saldana also okay, speaks Spanish in it.
I would say it. Did you have to read subtitles?
Well, of course.
Well, then yes.
You have to read subtitles for a lot of things, though.
Not for the half the movie.
Yeah, half the movie.
So subtitles, that's what makes
no,
a movie...
No, a different language is what makes it foreign. Was it filmed in another country?
Part of it.
See?
Yeah. Well, lots of movies were filmed in other countries.
Oh, that's true, too.
Oh, well, you got
Listen,
me there.
I am willing to go. I am riding this fence.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do think, though, that they have, like, more work to do. To get foreign films to have mass popularity in this country. So it does seem like it should be two categories.
It should be two categories. Yes, thank you very much.
No.
Yes, thank you. We all agree. No, we all agree.
I mean, you can win both categories.
I can't go on like this.
Then just don't vote for them.
I don't vote in the Academy
then
Awards.
Then why are you concerned?
Because it's... Damn! It just bothers me.
Seems like people that know more than you do have figured it out.
Yeah.
And they said it's fine. And they said, here's what they said.
It what was actually
it was pretty rude.
Okay.
And they all said it too.
Oh my God.
They said, we're not gonna listen to some dumbass DJ in some little podunk town tell us, Hollywood, what to do? And then they said, F around and find out. And I don't even know what that means. That's what they said.
You're right. That is very mean. Then they said it in Spanish, and it got nominated for two categories that it could win. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.